Chapter 3. Communication. It's a problem. There are many reasons why the gospel spread so remarkably in the first century. However, I personally believe most Christians, including most Christian leaders, evangelists, and Bible teachers, have not really considered the methodology employed by the early Christians when they encountered their new audiences. The book of Acts is given its name because it contains the Acts of the Apostles in carrying out the Great Commission. Here we have examples for preachers, teachers, and missionaries so that they can carry out the task of presenting the gospel. One thing that is often missed concerning these early Christians is that they started preaching and witnessing to their audience, beginning at the level of understanding these people had in relation to Christian beliefs. In other words, they had to start with a common denominator. There had to be communication at a common level that was understood. Thus, starting at the level that corresponded to the background of a particular culture, the missionaries went on from there to direct their hearts and minds to Christ. I believe that our method of communication often lies at the heart of some of the difficulties we have in evangelizing in today's world. Let me give you an analogy. A missionary once explained to me that even though he had gone to a university and learned the language of a particular culture, when he went to live in that culture and preach the Word of God, he had great difficulty in communication. For instance, he told me about a time he was speaking to a tribe of dark-skinned people in Irianjaya, north of Australia. He told them that the blood of Jesus would cleanse away the dark spots of sin and make them pure and white and clean before the Lord. But the people he was speaking to were perplexed. They wanted to know why the blood of Jesus made a person dirty. He had run into a problem of communication. It took quite a while, but eventually he figured out the problem. Because these were a dark-skinned culture, they understood what the missionary had said in a totally different way. When the white ash from their fire was on their skin, they were dirty, but also white. Thus, when the missionary said that Jesus' blood made their souls white, they understood that this meant that Jesus' blood made them dirty. The missionary told me that if anyone thinks that just because they have learned a different language, that they'll be able to communicate to a different culture, they need to think again. One can have a great grasp of the language, but may still not communicate, unless there is an understanding of the culture and how the language is used within the culture. Missionaries abound with similar stories. Many of us smile as these accounts are related. But sadly, most Christians don't realize the importance of the underlying message that these intriguing true life adventures have for all of us in communicating the gospel.